Welcome to the Kristen Show with your hosts, Chris and Ten. Hi, and I'll take that again. So welcome to the Kristen Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is Ten, and I have my girl here, Chris, with me. And for today's topic, we have it's quote controversial, it's significant, it's important, and it's even within the entertainment sphere. But today we are talking about framing Britney. I don't know how many of you out there have watched the documentaries. They've been circulating for at least a few weeks now, and I only just watched it, and I have to say my mind is a little bit blown. It is insane. So, Chris, for those of us who haven't seen it as yet, can you give us a bit of a background?
Okay, but before I go on, let me just put out this over here. The views and opinions that are expressed by the parties on this show are those of the person and not necessarily reflect the facts. So, please do not hold us to anything. It's only what we research and what we've done. We're just expressing what we've seen. Right. So, are we good there?
Cool. Thanks for that disclaimer, Chris.
Right. No problem.
We're good there. All right. All clear.
So now, basically, we're just going to look. Now, Britney Spears has basically been around for a few decades. Right? She's basically started off her career very early, because even as a little child, she basically started her career, because in the 1990s, that is when she started the Mickey Mouse Club, and she was in there with Justin Timberlake, Kerry Russell, and Christina Aguilera. After that, now, fast forward a few years, she in January 1999, that's when she came out with her first single and her album, Baby One More Time. And then it's been a whirlwind since then. She was about 16 when this album came out. So she was a teenager, but not yet an adult, as in legal terms. She continued to have a whirlwind career in September 2000. She confirmed dating Justin Timberlake. After that, she had about 3 or 4 albums again, and then she basically, with some issues with media and some of her interviews and everything, it kind of took a whirlwind from there, that she had a lot of backlash from mothers who basically saw an issue with her trying to come out as an adult woman instead of portraying herself as a little innocent girl that they initially marketed her as. And because of all this, it kind of led to a lot of things. That she got married to a childhood friend in Las Vegas for 55 hours in 2004. After that, she married her dancer Kevin Federline, where she had 2 kids. Then she had some issues with being investigated for how she was taking care of her kids. She got divorced. She lost custody of her kids, and it kind of led to Britney Spears having a mental breakdown, and then the conservatorship that happened in 2008. And that's basically where we're at with her timeline. There's a lot, but I kind of just tried to put in the highlights.
Okay. There is a lot, in fact, especially with regards to this conservatorship. There is a whole lot to unpack. My goodness. So to oversimplify things with this conservatorship, what it really means is that her father and his lawyers, I think, is basically in charge both of her finances, and her father has sole control of her. As an individual, as a person, as an entity, he controls her. And I stated the way that I stated because I have to say to jump right into it, to me, it is absolutely mind-boggling that someone can legally, basically, own control of another person. Now, to be fair, at least based on what I've learned from the documentaries, because, you know, just to put this out there, everything that I know of conservatorships and this type of scenario is what I learned from the documentaries. I don't know too much more than that, so if I'm wrong, feel free to let me know. I would love to learn more if you want to help that. Well, but yes, so
that's the thing, right?
To
the conservatorship,
tell me what a conservatorship is.
Right, so the conservatorship is basically a legal document or legal passing that states that if a person is not of sound mind and body, then you can actually have control over that person for their well-being. Right. Right.
I was going to say.
You're right.
In that case, that's understandable to some extent. It's understandable, mm-hmm. Yeah. But,
right.
You know, and this is the whole crux of the matter, really. Britney Spears, I guess you would consider it debatable whether she is of quote-unquote sound mind, because her father and his team are basically arguing that she is not. And, you know, ultimately, what do we know from the outside looking in? But this is an individual who is working and performing in a space and is out and about and can clearly, at least on a basic human level, definitely take care of herself and make a decision. Yet, genuinely, my mind is blown.
No, it's I agree
being
with
consistently
that.
Stated she is not.
Oh, I agree with that.
Mm,
the thing
ahead.
Is that I agree that a temporary conservatorship should have been passed in 2008 when she did show signs that she had a mental breakdown because of the shaving of her head. She had a lot of issues privately and publicly, and there were a lot of people around her that were guiding her down a wrong path, and this led to, we can see, Britney Spears did have a mental and physical breakdown by shaving her head. She got physical, and that's the issue of it. She did have a temporary time where a conservatorship should have been passed for her to just regain herself out of the private eye, and then once she's back on her feet and able to manage herself and to manage her career and her finances, then it should not have been there. But the part with this,
I'm
going to
say two things on that.
Mm-hmm.
No, finish, and then I'll say two things.
Right. Now, the thing about the conservatorship is that we've seen Britney Spears doing her residency in Las Vegas, doing tours, whatever. With her conservatorship is that her family, well, her dad makes all of her career career choices for her. So that all the agreements for like the residency and the concerts and stuff, he is the one that agrees that Britney has no say. Basically, right now, she's just a puppet and has to, well, during her conservatorship, she has to do what contracts they agree to.
Okay, all right, let me interrupt you because I think we will go, remember what you're saying, though, because we want to come back to this.
Yeah.
I wanted to say two things. So the first is that when you mentioned that the conservatorship was rightly put in place, I'm of two minds about it. I am, because on the one hand, yes, I get it. And they did state that it was a temporary conservatorship. So it makes sense. But then also, was it really necessary? I mean, we are being told that she had a break. The second documentary that I watched, I guess it's conspiracy theories maybe, but you know, I do love a conspiracy theory, so it basically seems like she was very much set up for this to be put in place by her name slips me right now, but basically the person who was working with her father. She tried this previously with Lindsay Lohan's family. in order to be able to be like in control of the Aussie's father, basically, you know, ruined hands, and then she lashed onto Britney. But you know, we're looking at things and we're seeing she shaved her head and she got physical and evidences of a mental breakdown. But is it really? Because if you're alternative, at that time she was facing a lot of issues with the paparazzi, and it seemed that quite a lot of actors tried to come up with ways to make the photos unusable. Like, I know Daniel Radcliffe once wore the same outfit basically every day for the entirety of his filming, which one might think is weird. you might think that is weird, but no, it's brilliant because the photos look like they were taken on the same day. It's unusable. Basically, the idea that we're being told that she might have been looking at and shaving her head is also just to be, just for her to stop being hounded by the paparazzi. And then people get physical, okay? I'm not saying it's right. We do not promote violence. But becoming angry to the extent where you might lash out at someone that she's passing and harm you is not necessarily evidence of having a mental breakdown and incapable of making your own decisions. Maybe you just need a little bit of anger management. So, I'm just saying, just putting that out there. It could be the case where the conservatorship truly was never required and very quite possibly, probably, maybe, it was all set up by her father and his cohorts, which is dreadful. It's dreadful. But again,
it really is, because
that's a conspiracy theory.
I mean, yes, that is true, because at the end of the day, what any child looks at is that their parents are the guiding lights to guide them down the right paths. And basically what we've seen from Britney's history is that she's not have much guidance. Basically, it was just that they wanted her to be a big star. They basically marketed her as a virgin and of total innocence. And when Britney wanted to get more into like her womanhood and being sexy and being known as, you know, girl power, woman power, it took a turn because she wanted to be the one in control of what people viewed her as. And even when we saw the interviews and everything too, and even all of the stories that came out after the Framing Britney Spears movie, well, documentary, we're seeing a lot of interviews where they were basically criticizing her to her face, and someone is saying that she should have been grounded. Somebody said that she needs to be locked up. Someone said that she needs to be shot. She was the disgust of all mothers. And if you have a proper marketing team and a proper team around you, these questions should have been critiqued before Britney was even in those interviews. And those things can cause a mental strain on anyone at any age. It's not just saying that, you know, she as because they were saying that just because she's 21, she's legally an adult, so she could have been asked those questions. But the thing is that when you're growing up in this type of society and being critiqued 24/7, and you don't have the proper backing behind you, and you basically are the only one to fend for yourself, then it takes a big mental strain on you to actually keep up a brave face and face everything. But she did handle it as well as could be expected from a person coming into Hollywood mainstream, or even music mainstream, where 24/7 your life is critiqued.
I'll tell you something. If Britney Spears had come out at this time, you know, in the 2000s, the 2020s, 2010s, 2020s, her behavior and responses and growing up would not have been an issue. It's basically normal. I don't really see, I can't say she handled it as best as, she was normal. She was being herself as to what one can expect. It really is, and that's why, you know, we keep saying there is so much to unpack when you look at where Britney is now and why. you can put that on the media and on societal expectations that were absolutely ridiculous in comparison to what they were expecting of a boy rather than a girl.
Mm-hmm. Oh, don't forget, so, any time when she developed her music, it was in a time where social media was now starting to come into play, and even before that. So the society and even everything else was just fed what we saw on the news, on MTV, in papers. So as you can say, as you rightly agree, basically we were only being fed the one-sided stories of what exactly was happening with her and what was going on in her life.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And you know, something else I wanted to touch on. Again, so many talking points, but what is equally insane to me is the level of control that they exert in this conservatorship. I mean, it's one thing. It's one thing if you're saying you have, you know, control over her finances, you know, to make sure that she isn't basically blowing through her cash or being cheated out of it. You're in control of her, even her performances and, you know, work-wise decisions. I can't fully bring myself to agree with it, but in some aspects I could understand if it truly were the case that she needed that type of assistance. But this control, and actually this is something that obviously it's not unique to Britney. It's very rampant throughout the entertainment industry, the music industry especially. But the absolute control of your life to the extent of what you eat at all times, you have no control over this. I think it's so insane. I remember Demi Lovato. I was watching one of her documentaries, and she was saying that at a point in time, and by the way, she had bulimia, she had an eating disorder, which she is now recovering from, so yay, we love a recovering queen.
Very good. Yes.
Yes, she looks great, fantastic. But
oh yeah,
at the time,
and
she
does
was
a lot of amazing stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we could have another podcast just to love Demi, but but when she was with her previous team, they so controlled what she ate that they literally would check her bank statements to see what her order was at Starbucks. And yes. I remember this moment when she was really sad because it was her birthday and she wasn't even allowed to have a birthday cake, not like even for this one time in the entirety of the year, just to have a birthday cake. She had to have a watermelon cake.
I don't think I can imagine. That's what I'm now going to ask you. Can you imagine that someone is controlling every single thing that you do?
Like, I can't. Every I cannot. Thing,
like your outfits, what you eat, what you drink, where you go, what time you go to sleep, what time you get up, what you basically do in your so-called off time, what are your commitments. And then on top of that, to have people taking pictures of you all the time, and then even like turn on the radio or listen to a podcast and hearing them criticize you, or you can't do anything.
It sounds like an absolute nightmare. It really does. It sounds like, again, you know, as I mentioned, I do love a conspiracy theory, but it sounds like, you know, those music videos where they really try to quote unquote symbolize the control aspect, and basically these entertainers are puppets and prisoners. It's so bleak to think of someone so talented, and when you see their personality shine through, obviously just so full of life and so much to offer and so loved and adored by the world, and genuinely, like in reality, their life is empty because it's not theirs.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's what Britney actually tried to bring our attention to, that because all of her songs previous to like Hit Me Baby One More Time and stuff, those were written by other persons. Now her song Lucky, where she talks about a person being so she wrote that song. So that was her trying to bring everyone's attention to basically her struggle in being in music and being a star and having everyone adore you and having all these fans and everybody watching you all the time. And that was basically her telling us, this is what my life is like, this is what I'm going through. Although everything looks glamorous on the outside, when you see me outside, when I'm actually at home and actually by myself and thinking, and this is what I go through. So that song now does have a lot more meaning because it's showing you her mental state of everything that is perceived about her career.
That is true. And you know, I don't even think that song would have been at the time that the conservatorship was in place. So can you imagine?
No, actually it was way before that.
Yeah. So imagine now. I honestly can't. I can't imagine it. It sounds like something out of, you know, some young adult thriller novel. Like, completely unrealistic, but just so fantastical that you're engaged. And to realize, no, this is someone's reality, and actually probably quite a few persons' reality. It's unnerving, in a way. It's unsettling. And I think that must have been, you know, what would have spurred the protest. I was going to say massive. It's not massive. It's somewhat small. But still, that people would take their time to go out with their placards and spend their time promoting hashtag Free Britney. It says something.
Well, it was small. It was small until the Free Britney Spears documentary came out. Because now we actually do have actors, actresses, musicians, and even some other high-profile and political personalities coming out about it. And even in the documentary, as they said, that they've never actually seen a case where conservatorship has been turned over. So that is kind of one of the major fights right now, because there's never been a case in history that a conservatorship has been turned over. But this one is just
are there cases that are similar? Because what they kept highlighting is that a lot of the basic rights that most conservatives are entitled to were absolutely waived for Britney. She had no rights, none at all. And I feel like that must be, I'm no lawyer, but I feel like that must be some sort of legal grounds to say that something's wrong here.
What's also ridiculous about this conservatorship is that Britney is paying for every single part of the conservatorship.
Exactly.
She's paying for her dad's lawyers, she's paying for all the other lawyers, she's paying for her dad's legal team. She's basically, her funds that she has amounted over all of the years of being successful is being used against her at this point in time. Even her legal team, everything, every single part of this is being funded by Britney Spears. And I don't think there's never been a case where a conservatee has actually funded every single part and actually has been able to still carry out a career and a lifestyle at this point in time.
And yet is barred from every hearing. Like, she's not a, she's never been even able to attend a hearing. It's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as you mentioned, what being used against her, you know, let's talk about emotional abuse from her father and her kids, weaponizing her caring about her kids to keep her in line. Basically stating that, you know, you need to fall in line and do what you're told if you want to be able to see your children.
But even also being under the conservatorship, she cannot apply for custody of her kids. That is one of the main things in that document, is that she cannot apply for custody. She will never get custody of her kids once she's under conservatorship.
That is, I don't know, it leaves me speechless a little. It kind of does. Because it's just so heartbreaking on so many levels. And it's her own father. It's her own father doing this
Yep.
to her. It's depressing. It is depressing.
It is. It really is depressing. So,
Then,
I mean,
yeah, go ahead.
I mean, where do you go from here? Because Britney Spears is basically titty 940 at this point in time. She's had a very successful career, starting from since she was in about, I believe it's about 4 or 5, they started entering her into talent shows and all these things. So her career started off from way before we actually took recognition, or the world actually took recognition of Britney Spears being a star. Even when she now started bringing out her first album, she used to work every day, every night, 24/7. There's only approximately, from what the documentary I saw, is that she only had one, even less than a year, that she was allowed to actually be a normal child, like going to high school and actually, you know, in
Playing
cheerleading, I believe.
basketball.
I can't remember,
She played
yeah. And
basketball.
then actually, yes, and actually going to, oh yeah, sorry, playing basketball and then going to prom. She did that for 1 year when she actually was so tired of, you know, the lifestyle and, you know, just working 24/7, that she actually took a little hiatus and took a little break. But then after that, she came back fully and then wanted to explore her womanhood and her sensuality and, you know, her girl power and everything. And that's basically where every single criticism. And the thing is that, I mean, we as the listeners and everything, we have our opinions. I've been guilty of probably criticizing her every once in a while too, back in the day. But the thing is that we don't know what it's like, and we don't know what's going on. And now, thankfully, for social media and, you know, for being close and being able to access all of this information, we can actually see all of the information that we did not have back in the day when we thought, like, you know, Britney Spears was just rebelling, you know. But the thing is that she did not have chance to have a proper childhood. She did not have chance to be a rebellious teenager. She did not have chance to actually do things that other teenagers would have done. You know, every single part of her life was actually scrutinized. Every single thing was a picture going up in some magazine or on some show or some newspaper. And the thing is that, how do you understand someone who has been able to deal with that? Or even we could actually compare her to Michael Jackson, who basically has been performing from since he was a kid. And we've seen that the media has basically had a negative effect on both of their lives as performers. I mean, both are still amazing legendary artists, but basically, what would their craft have been if not for all of the issues that came because of the negative light and the negative comments by every other person who is not in their shoes?
Also, a negative influence of their circle, specifically parents,
Agreed.
specifically
Yeah.
fathers.
Yep.
Indeed. But you know, you asked
Exactly.
where does she go from here, and honestly, until this conservatorship ends, I don't think Britney has a say in that.
Well, now that basically what happened is that I know that in 2019 or 2018, under the conservatorship, they signed her up for a second residency in Las Vegas because of the fact that her first residency was the most successful residency in the history of Las Vegas. And Britney just showed up to the launch and walked away. Because right now, what she's doing is that she's refusing to perform or bring out any other music until her conservatorship has ended. So, although she would have paid for it financially, but right now she doesn't have control of her money anyways, although she would have paid for that financially, she is actually taking a stand in that aspect so far.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of times the money just isn't worth your peace of mind. So I totally understand her. Honestly, I hope soon, because I know there should be another hearing. I'm not sure when. The last judgment, they ruled, they said that they would not remove her father at this time, but they did appoint a co-conservator. So hopefully on
And
the
the
next hearing,
conservator, well,
he.
the co-conservator is more of Britney's lawyers, and it's a bank, I
Yeah,
believe. So
that's what
they
I heard
would
you
be
saying.
right. So they would basically be more in line with what exactly she wants to do.
Yeah, but I know the main thing for her is not necessarily the conservatorship of her finances, but of herself. And honestly, it is high time. I can't really fathom the legal process that has allowed this to continue. When this is clearly a functioning, in fact, they refer to her as a quote unquote high functioning conservatee. What is that? What is that? She's a functioning person. So, you know, it is crazy. It's crazy, but hopefully this comes to an end really soon and Britney can finally be free.
Yeah, because what we've heard also, I mean, this can't be confirmed. I don't have any sources to confirm this, but last year, during quarantine, she basically had a little quarantine vacation in her state and everything. And apparently she met up with a friend who is not in the approved circle. And what they said is that her dad grounded her for 2 weeks for meeting up with that person. Now, as a 39 to 40-year-old person, I don't think
Grounded,
that that
wow.
should be right. Yeah. So what exactly even is grounded in her tubes? They took away some more of her. I don't even know.
I don't even know because she barely has any rights. What else can you take away
Yeah.
from her?
Like, did they take away her TV time?
That's funny.
Like
Not
was
funny, but it's
what?
funny.
Yeah, like what is it? Was she not allowed to put any lights in the house? I don't know. Like, did
I
she have
don't
to
know,
stay in
it's
the dark for two
crazy.
weeks?
And also scary, and also at this point, possible.
Like, was she not allowed to listen to music? You know, you get grounded. Yeah, no music for you.
Yeah, probably, because it's not as if they could tell her she's not allowed to go out. I mean, she's not even allowed to drive, so.
Yeah, I mean, every single of her trips has to be approved.
Yeah, well, it's absolutely ridiculous. But you know, again, I guess at this point, all we can really do is continue to rally for her, you know, spread awareness, make it known that this is happening. Because again, the father has been really trying to keep it a family secret, which I guess is how he's been succeeding thus far. The more it becomes known, I guess the public pressure can probably do something for her. And you know, wait for the next hearing, and hopefully we get some positive news. You know, again, I was
Well,
really unaware of all of this, but now that I do know, I feel kind of strongly about it.
one good thing that has come out of it is that Netflix has actually brought up that they're making a Britney Spears documentary, as well as I believe two other networks are making a Britney Spears documentary. So it's actually going to bring more information to light, and hopefully that will be able to be used, you know, to guide her conservatorship. So at least we're seeing some positives, and as you were saying, the Free Britney Spears movement was pretty small, and then after the Free Britney Spears, now it's actually becoming global, a global conversation, and hopefully this would be able to guide this to a more positive resolution very soon.
Yes, indeed. I'm hoping the same. So, with all of this information, I hope one day they finally do hashtag Free Britney.
Agreed.
Yeah. Well, this has been a little bit of a sad one, I guess. I guess all weekend ones tend to be a little more serious. But it had to be discussed. It had to be talked about. And, you know, I think as we get more information, we should definitely keep on top of it. But
Oh, definitely.
yeah. We'll keep looking into this more. Maybe next podcast we'll talk about Demi.
Sounds
We'll talk
good.
about how fantastic she looks. How absolutely
Yes,
stunning she looks.
definitely.
And but this has been great. It's been great sharing this with you. I hope that persons who listen to this, if you haven't heard of the Free Britney movement, what have you been doing? But also, definitely take a look, see what's happening. I know it's not the biggest thing in the world. Our world is full of problems, and we are willing to discuss them all. But take a look at this one, see what's happening, spread the word. Hopefully Britney can come out of this. And I really want to thank you all so very much for tuning in today. This has been The Kristen Show with your hosts, Chris, which is not me, and 10, which is me. Chris, anything you want to say before we go?
I would just like to thank all of our listeners, and also if we've gotten any information wrong, please free to send us a comment and let us know. We can always correct it. As I said, these are just our personal opinions, and you know, we don't know all of these facts per se, but we have done some, you know, research on it. So just let us know. Even if you have any topics that you'd like us to discuss, we're always open for that. Even if you'd like to be a part of our show, we're live on stereo when we do our recordings, so you can actually send us voice notes during our shows so that you can actually be a part of our podcast. But thank you very much to all our viewers, and 10, thank you very much for everything.
Of course, yes, I want to mention we actually had some viewers from Spain and the Philippines. So welcome. Hola. Guys, thank you so much for joining us. Hi. I don't know how to say hi.
I'll learn hello in Philippines. Yeah, we'll learn that for next one.
For the next show, we'll do that.
Yes, and ciao. Right,
but thank you guys once again for tuning in. Remember, we are available on Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcasts, more platforms coming soon. We'll keep you on top of that. Wherever you're listening to us on, make sure you do the necessary to be notified of when we next update, so you can follow, subscribe, whatever it may be. Thank you once again for your time, for spending it with us, and see you next time. Bye.
Bye.